This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Hey, I was listening to the news the other day. It's always a mistake. I don't know why I do it. I want some good news. I want some happy news. Jeez. But that's not the point. Not the point. On this newscast, I heard the phrase, he's a fellow at the blah, blah, blah Institute. And it got me thinking about that term, a fellow. And a woman can be a fellow, by the way. She's a fellow at the blah, blah, blah Institute. Yeah, a woman can be a fellow. And sometimes you can be a visiting fellow. So she's a visiting fellow at the blah, blah, blah Institute. And I found myself asking, you know, what the hell was a fellow? I thought I was a fellow. And when I go to a friend's house, I'm a visiting fellow. But then I read a fellow is a member of a learned society. So I'm not. I'm not a fellow at all. But someone with learned ways, learned or learned ways, can be a fellow, okay? I am a fella, not a fellow. So when I come to your place, please introduce me as a visiting fella. He's a fella of the desert grassland, and he's just visiting, okay? The desert is beautiful right now, isn't it? Yeah, it is. It's really beautiful at our home near the banks of the Ojalote, and this is the greatest time. It's so renewing to get out into the desert, out into the grassland this time of year. You got to have a lot of water, and if it's raining, good for you. Summers are glorious, not because of the midday heat, but for the two opposite ends of the day, dawn and dusk. Dawn is the coolest part of the day, literally, and it's a great time to be out strolling, walking, trotting, and you'll always see critters. In the end of the day, about an hour before the sun sets, and it gets even better, the sun disappears because there's still light. But what powerful times of day. Those are the times of great bird songs, you know, and our birds are flying around. Birds always seem to be hunting or avoiding being hunted, you know. Oh, and the plants in the morning, catching the primroses or 4 o'clocks or daturas before they close. Then later, at the other end of the day, in the evening, seeing those very same plants having new flowers open. Well, I took an early morning walk in the rocky hills above our home near the banks of the Ojalote. The foothills are magical. It's where the slight elevation changes, you know, you leave the monotony of grass and mesquite, grass and mesquite, grass and mesquite. And the foothills also offer some topography, so deep gullies and wide canyons and hills and vegetation, you know, that is affected by compass direction. And there's really nothing like rocky slopes for finding treasures like lizards and snakes or cool plants. So, on a rocky slope on this early morning, following a trail, I saw a beautiful primrose in full bloom, a huge mound of white flowers. Oenothera cespitosa. Some people say Oenothera. It's Oenothera cespitosa, no matter how you say it. It's a pretty common primrose, but it's so easy to forget how beautiful it is when you see it again in habitat, which in Cochise County, where I live, is rocky slopes between 4,000 feet and 6,500 feet in elevation. I think it's the same pretty much throughout Arizona, but out where I live, that's more important. Tufted evening primrose is the common name. Oenothera is from a couple Greek words. It's very confusing. It can mean enos for wine and thera for booty. I think as in treasure, friends, not butts. But I don't know. Look it up yourself and let me know what you figure out. Cespitosa, the specific epithet, means mounding, and it does. It mounds. And those beautiful four petals, these white petals, they're large. They're large petals of these flowers. They sit on a long floral tube, long floral tube, 4 or 5 inches long. And remember, it blooms in the evening and through the night. And so only, you know, and after the sun goes down, it blooms until the sun hits it in the morning. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Moths pollinate tufted evening primrose. Hawk moths with long, very long tongues visit to get the nectar. And of course, those rascals move the pollen from plant to plant in search of nectar. Is that cool? Yeah, it's very cool. Out in habitat, out in the wild, tufted evening primrose blooms from April and through the summer. And that's good for hawk moths, and that's pretty good for those of us who like early morning. So we learned a little something about Oenothera cespitosa and a little something about pollinating hawk moths. I guess not a lot. I guess we're not fellows yet. Maybe we're a not quite learned group. We're just a bunch of desert fellas. That's what we are. We're a fellowship. We're a fellowship of desert rascals, that's right. And I'm a visiting fella from the grassland. Oh, dear. Hey, I'm Petey Muskete. And this has been Growing Native.